Our scripture reading today, Matthew 6:31. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what should we wear? Our second scripture, John 15:15. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I call you my friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you.
Lord, I thank you again. I thank you for this day. I ask that you would bless, Lord, those who are listening by podcast, that you would bless them and meet them at their point of need, God, that you would speak through me today, that it would be a sermon, God, that meets and reaches the heart of your people. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I give honor to God and to each one of you today. Thank him for just being my God. I thank him for being my Savior and the lover of my soul. And I just thank him. He's such a wonderful God. So today, that song we played at the top for the call to worship is a song I used to listen to. I mean, just on repeat. Have you ever had a song you just listened to on repeat in my car, in my house, on the video, whatever it was? I would listen to that song because there is a time in my life when I just had to depend on Jesus. I had to know that he was my God. I had to know that no matter what it looked like, I could depend on him to bring me through. Just what the song said. And the song, it talked about Moses coming to the water, the Red Sea, and he couldn't go back and he couldn't go forward because the Red Sea was there and there was a cloud of fire protecting him from the Egyptians. So he couldn't go back. And God doesn't want us to go back, right? He wants us to go forward. But he had to come to that point where he could only depend on Jesus to part that Red Sea for him. And have you ever been at a point in your life when you knew there was nothing more that you could do in the natural to solve this situation, whatever your situation may be? There's nothing more you could do. And you had to put your hope and your trust in Jesus, that he would be the one to solve this for you. We're depending on you. That's what the song says. And I love that song because I would just be, Jesus, I'm depending on you. When I couldn't pray anything else, I'm depending on you to see me through. I'm depending on you to make a way out of nowhere, a way where there seems to be no way, where there seems like there's no answer. Jesus, I'm depending on you to see me through. Has anyone else ever been here? I like to get a witness every once in a while. Anyone ever been in that place where you just don't know what else to do? And your only answer, your only solution is that Jesus steps in for you and makes a difference and solves that issue, gives you the answer, works it out for you. Well, that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm already talking about it because I feel it strongly. Can you tell? Because I have been in that place. And I feel like even just the way the world is right now, we're all kind of in that place like, God, if you don't do something, we're not sure what's going to happen. You know, you turn on the news. I'm not sure what's going to happen. If you don't step in, we're depending on him right now in this world, in this time. At this time, we need him to see us through. We need him to make a way out of no way for us. And my first scripture, it just kind of talks about our relationship with him, why we can depend on him. And I'm coming from John, and it's verse 4 through 10. So it's a little bit of reading, but bear with me. I just want to show you how we are connected to him, and that's why we can depend on him. John 4 says, remain in me. And this is Jesus talking. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. We depend on him. We can't do anything without him, is what he's telling us. Even when it feels like you've got it right in your hand and you can answer it and you can solve this problem, you need him. You can't do it without him. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, You will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. And he's just telling us we have to remain in him. We can depend on him because we've got that relationship. We're walking with him. We know that when it seems like there's no other answer, he's our answer. Why? Because we remain with him. And that just means keeping your relationship with him, getting up every morning and talking to him. Good morning, Jesus. You know, if that's what it takes, I love that, because we can just talk to him like I talk to you. Like I send you, you know, I'm saying, hey, how you doing today? I'm like, good morning, God. Thank you. Thank you that I woke up this morning. My eyes open. Thank you. So we remain in him. We can depend on him, is what he's saying. He said, ask what you will, and I'll do that for you. Why? Because we're remaining in him. We're keeping that relationship with him. I was thinking, I was like, God, you know, I love to tell stories when I'm preaching. I love to share things that went on. And I said, God, what? Help me to think back over my life and how I had to truly depend on you. And there's so many. But the thought that he brought to me yesterday while I was going over this, I remember I was like 21 maybe. And I was kind of newly Christian, although I was raised in the church. Around that time is when I was like, okay, God, I'm going to live for you now. I'm not going to just be a teenager, pretend. And you know, all the things we do. I'm here today. Now I'm out here with my friend, whatever. But I said, God, this is when I made that true commitment to him. I'm going to walk with you. And so I was working at the post office. Actually, I worked for an office, one of the government offices at the time. And I was driving to work that morning. I was a single mother. My son was two years old. And I was a college student trying to finish my degree. I was determined I was going to do that. And I was driving to church and I had needs. I had these financial needs that I just needed to meet. And I know all of us have been there at one point or another where you have to make this, whatever it was. And it's funny as I remember the activity, but I don't remember what I needed it for, because God is so good. He supplies our needs. So I don't remember exactly what I needed it for, but I do remember my prayer as I was driving to church, to work that day. And I said, God, if you don't do it, it won't be done. I'm at a point where I don't have what I need to do it, but I know that you are a God that meets my needs. I know you are. And I was still pretty young in faith. However, my mother was such a woman of faith that sometimes I just lived off of her, you know, off of her examples. And I'm like, well, if you did it for her, you promised you'd hit. You have no respect to person. So I would live off of her faith sometimes. And so I was driving to work and I got there and I went in, hello to everybody. And I've always been the same. Hey, what's everybody doing? How's it going? You know, so I walked in, I sat at my desk and I looked on my desk and there were two checks there, just enough to meet the need that I had. My boss had gone, unbeknownst to me, and got me bonuses for the work that I was doing, the extra work. I was working for that office, but I was also doing the work of another office, one of our sister offices, because their assistant wasn't there anymore. So I was doing both places, but just for my regular salary. So he had gone and gotten me these bonuses because God was ahead of me. He knew that I had that need. He knew I was going to have that need. Amen. And so he allowed and touched the heart of my supervisor to go and petition for me. And there it was, exactly what I needed. I was depending on him. And you can depend on him. That's my point today. You can depend on him. That was my need. You may have a different need. You may have a relative that's sick in the hospital. And you've done everything you can do. You need to know that you can depend on Jesus to step in and do what needs to be done. Because when we get to the point, just like Moses at that Red Sea, he could not part the sea, but God could, and they could walk right on through. That's where we are sometimes. And you need to know you can depend on God when it looks like you can't depend on anything else. When you turn on the news and it looks like all crazy hell is breaking loose all over the world, we can depend on God to see us through. And you can pray, God, I'm depending on you. I don't know. I can't do anything. We feel hopeless sometimes and helpless. Not necessarily even hopeless, but helpless. Like, there's nothing that seems that I can do in this situation. But Jesus can do it. We're depending on him. And you can. Why? Because you're connected to the vine. You're connected to him. He's the vine. We're connected to him. Why? Because of your walk. Your life that you did, when you get up and you spend time with him, you're connected to him and you can know that he'll meet you at that very point of need. Amen. Amen. I need my amens today. All right, Matthew 6:25-34. One of my favorites. It says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. It's not life more than food, and the body more than clothes. Look at the birds in the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not much more than they? And I always think of, there's this minister, her name is Joyce Meyer, and one day she was preaching this sermon, and she said, do you ever see the birds out saying, oh God, I hope there's going to be seeds today? No, we never see. He takes care of the birds. He takes care of the animals. You know, he takes care of his people. And aren't we more than the birds to him? Truly, we are his people. We are his children. We're more than that. So we can depend on him. We can depend on him to see us through. I had to stop right there because when I read that, I always think of her. And I think of the birds and I'm like, well, no, they're not. Oh God, I hope they're going to be seeds today. Oh, I hope someone's going to feed me. No, because God provides for them. And if he provides for them, he's going to provide for us. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans worry and run after all those things. And your heavenly Father knows what you need. But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And I just found myself telling someone that yesterday on the phone. They were distressed. And I said, can't worry about anything but today. Each day has enough stress of its own. So let's not look so far ahead. I was just trying to encourage their spirit. But God is going to take care of us. We can depend on him. Jesus, we're depending on you to see us through. We trust you that just all of that. That if you can do that, if you can make the flowers so beautiful, you can take care of us. He's telling us, just don't worry. Don't worry so much. And don't look so far ahead. Each day takes care of itself. He'll take care of you. We can depend on him. Amen. We can depend on him to take care of us. We can depend on him to meet our needs. We can depend on him when it feels like our back is up against the wall, that he will step in and work out that situation for you. One last story I wanted to share, and this one came to me this morning. I was in Alabama. It's been a few years now. I was with my niece, and she was taking classes, and I was there trying to write my dissertation, which took so much of my life. But I was there trying to write. I was there to be her company while she was in classes. And so I get a call from my son, and he said, I don't want you to worry, but, and I was like, when the first thing someone says, you know that they're, oh my God, what are we going to do? He said, I had an accident at work and his arm had gotten caught in the conveyor belt, and he was trapped in the conveyor belt and his arm was caught. And then people were on the belt trying to get him out. But with all of that, they were putting their weight on him. And so he said, I'm okay. He said, I'm okay. And I'm in Alabama. I cannot get there right away. You know, that's the first thing. It's like you're stressed. What am I going to do? How can I help him? How am I going to help my son? What am I going to do to get there? And I couldn't. I was so far away. There was no way. There was just no way right at that time that I could get to him. And he was like, just don't worry. And I didn't know what to do, but I could depend on Jesus. That was my answer. I just started to pray. God, you got to help me. You got to help him. I can't, like, as if I could anyway, right? I can't do it. I couldn't really do anything. But you want to think you can. When it's your children, you want to think, oh yeah, but I couldn't. But I could call on Jesus. I could depend on him to see him through. And I prayed, you know, with him. And what's funny is usually my mom is here, but she wasn't. She was on her way to where I was at. She's driving to get to where I am. So neither of us are there. He's there. But God sent in just the right people to help him. And that's been, what, Cherish is 9. So it was right before she was born. So almost 9 years ago now that happened. And he's fine, you know. But right at that moment, what was I going to do? My back was up against the wall. There was no way for me to get back to Iowa. I'm in Alabama and not even near an airport. You know, we were in some school in some obscure little town in Alabama. And so God took care of him. I could depend on him. I had to put it in his hands. I could not sit there and worry all night. And, you know, it took me a few days to get back to him. But God was so good. He took care of him and he brought him through it. He sent someone to help him. That's how good he is. We can depend on him. You can depend on him when your back's up against the wall. When you're at your Red Sea, you can depend on Jesus. Jesus, we're depending on you to see us through, is what the song says. You can depend on him to see you through, to take care of that issue. You can put your trust in him, knowing he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He said, I am with you always. Always means always. Always in every situation, everything you're going through. Put it in his hands. Sometimes my son gets tired of me saying that. I'm like, well, I know we can pray about it. I don't want to pray. You know how kids are. I'm trying that. But I said, you know what? We have to depend on Jesus. He doesn't come. I love that saying that my mom and all of her friends used to say. He doesn't come when you want him, but he's always right on time. And he is. He's always right on time. Just when you need him, he'll do it. My final scripture, and I almost got carried away. I'm like, oh, you got one more. You have one more scripture. Thought I was done. But this last scripture just says, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be open. Matthew 7:7-8. And I just want to close with that. Don't let pride stop you from calling on the name of Jesus. Don't let pride say, I can do it. I can handle it. I've got it. You might. But really, you don't. What did I say? I couldn't really do it. I thought, well, if I could just be there, I can help him. What was I going to do? I'm not a doctor. Not that kind. There's nothing I could do to help him. God had to do it. So don't let pride stop you. And even if it's asking from someone, you know, he could be working through someone. He might want to bless someone to bless you. He might want them to be a blessing to you so that he can bless them. So trust. Don't let pride stop you. It says ask. Ask and you'll find. Seek and you'll find. Knock. So knock, that just means seeking. My mom used to tell us, just get out in the wind when you need something. That's her way of saying to walk out on faith. Trust God that he's going to take care of you. We're depending on you, Jesus. Trust him that we can depend on him. Amen? Amen. I'm done because I actually went a little longer today, but I feel like I feel pretty good. Amen? Because I know that I can depend on him. I know that he's my God. I know that he'll never leave me. I know that it's his desire to do good things for me. That's what the word says. He desires to do good things for us. Just trust him. Faith is what moves him. I believe it's in Hebrew 11 where he says that our faith is what moves him. So I want to just encourage you today as I get ready to pray. You can depend on Jesus. Jesus, we are depending on you to see us through. Whatever you're going through today, whatever the issue may be, and we all have something, you can depend on him to see you through. Amen. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this time of fellowship. We thank you, God, that we can truly depend on you. We thank you, Lord, that you are concerned with everything that concerns us. We thank you, Lord, that your love is it's everlasting. We thank you, God, that there's nothing too hard for you, nothing impossible for you, and so that we can put our trust and our hope in you. We thank you. We give you praise today. Lord, I pray for each person here that you would meet them. Lord, meet them today at that very point of need. Whatever that need may be for them, you know, God, if it's healing or deliverance, or God, if it's an emotional support, whatever it may be today, God, meet them. at their very point of need, and we thank you for it. We thank you and give you praise, and we thank you, Lord, for each person on our prayer list. We lift that up to you again. We lay that list out on the altar before you and ask that you meet each person on that list, God, at that need, the reason they're on the list, God, that you be the solver of that situation for them. And we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. You're so worthy. Such a wonderful God. Such a wonderful God. And I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.